news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm also your preacher today, coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, with a preaching that I'm calling Working the System. The reading is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, 'What is this I hear about you? Give me an account under your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer.' Then the manager said to himself, 'What will I do, now that my master has taken the position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am dismissed as manager, people may welcome me into their homes.' So, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil.' He said to him, 'Take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, 'How much do you owe?' And he replied, 100 containers of wheat. And he said to him, 'Take your bill and make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager, because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light.'" Thus ends the gospel reading. I want to offer a bit of an alternative reading of this parable. You know, Jesus really is saying, "I wish my own followers would be shrewd like people of the world are." The rich man can say, maybe it is good to have somebody managing my money who knows how to manage money and makes it work. But what is it that we're managing for God? It's not really money. What's the riches that God gives us? 'Tis faith. In the real riches of faith, knowing that you're loved by God. And what would it mean to be shrewd in using that? Well, I think it would mean giving that away to everyone else. Convincing other people that God loves them, and through that, through spreading that message of love, so embedding yourselves in their lives that if God ever wanted to kick you out of heaven, he couldn't do it. Because they'd all be there and they'd say, "Well, where's the one who gave us all this faith? He's got to be here too." So use your faith to embed yourself in other people's lives by spreading that faith. So much so that heaven can't be heaven without you. That's shrewd. That's working the system.
Oh.